Well, in a little over a week, the Olympic torch relay will finish its long and sometimes troubled journey. Protests marred some of its progress overseas and sparked questions about whether it was really all worthwhile. A group of Australian advisers has been helping to mind the torch through its journey, and the ABC's China correspondent, Stephen McDonnell, caught up with them on the Great Wall.
I'm standing next to the Great Wall, where it comes down from the hills and plunges into the ocean at a place called Old Dragon's Head. From here, the final stages of the Olympic torch relay will commence. Dragons are dancing up and down the Great Wall, and dancers are carrying bright coloured fans. There are hundreds of Chinese and Olympic flags waving all around.
There's not many times these days where people get together, so many of them, in such a joyful manner.
Di Henry and her team of Australian advisers have been working with Chinese Olympic officials to help run the torch relay. They were there when protesters tried to stop the torch going to Tibet and have ushered it all around China. With a little more than a week to go until the torch makes it to Beijing, these international relay specialists can at last see the light at the end of the tunnel.
There's nothing like the end of a relay. When everybody comes up to you and says, now, what's the next relay you're going to do? You go, I don't even want to talk about it at the moment.
When the Olympic flame did go to Tibet, local government leaders lined up to hold the torch and at the same time promised they would smash the Dalai Lama clique. Henry says this moment didn't make her regret her role in the relay.
And the good certainly outweighs the bad. You only have to listen to this noise behind us. People are enjoying it. The looks on torchbearer faces, not just even the looks on the crowd faces. I have never seen so many people so proud.
On this day, one of the IOC's senior figures, Olympic Games director Gilbert Feli, was visiting. As the torch approaches the home run to Beijing, he told the ABC he doesn't think it's been a disaster.
We had some incidents, and we are a bit sad that the incident was so violent in some of the cities, but altogether the torch relay is really something for the people.
Do you think that in China, given that at one point, you know, it was used really as a propaganda tool, for example in Tibet, do you think that that still made the torch worthwhile?
It's always a difficult question because the torch relay, as I said before, the people love it. So you always have some aspect of the torch relay that could be on the borderline that the people like it or don't like it.
From here, the relay travels to Tianjin and then the earthquake zone in Sichuan before it reaches Beijing. Di Henry says it's not too late for it to recapture its magic in time to light the cauldron in the main stadium. This is Stephen McDonnell in Laolongtou for PM.
And a catchy little tune there.